More than 3,500 American troops have been killed in the Iraq War. One of them was Keith Nepsa. The 21-year-old man was killed this month in a roadside bombing. Nepsa's friends are keeping a promise they made to him. We get the story from Amanda Robbins of member station WKSU in Kent, Ohio.
The black, dusty car with two red racing stripes running down its hood has been sitting in the soldier's driveway at home for years. Now it's in a small garage where Curtis Hott works. The repair shop is closed, but Hott is still in his mechanic's outfit, wearing a backwards baseball cap and dripping in sweat. He says this car was Nepsa's passion.
We worked on that car every time he came home for leave. The last time he was home, we got the motor running, and then he asked me before he left, can you get a bunch of friends together and have it ready for me to drive whenever I get home? And I promised him I would, so that's why we're here today. Trying to get running for him for whenever he gets home.
Keith Nepsa's friends became mechanics after graduating from high school in rural New Philadelphia, Ohio. Nepsa joined the Army to earn money for college to study computers. He was killed 9 months after reenlisting for a second tour in Iraq. Hott says Nepsa was reluctant to go back to Iraq, but still didn't have enough money saved for college.
He never wanted loans. He wanted to pay for everything on his own, and he just said, I gotta do it. He goes, they offered me more money if I reenlisted, and he goes, I couldn't turn it down.
His friends laugh, sharing stories from how they all met playing Little League baseball to the time Nepsa got suspended from school for dyeing his hair blue. Dark-haired and unshaven, Kurt Marcoletti sips on a beer, remembering Nepsa's infectious sense of humor.
He made fun out of everything. I mean, sitting in class, or sitting in study hall doing nothing. It was always fun just chatting around with them, or always laughing. You could hear him laugh from a mile away. He had a laugh of all his own, you could hear it.
When Casey Weber shows up to help work on the car, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed mechanic is still wearing his uniform from the repair shop where he works across town. His hands are black with grease. Weber finds it odd that Nepsa went to fight in the war.
They're going to send you over there. And my biggest fear was that he wasn't going to come back. I prayed every day for him to come home safely. But it's hard. It's hard that he's gone.
Keith Nepsa will always be a part of Curtis Hott. He points to a tattoo on his forearm that he got the day after he learned of Nepsa's death. It's a large cross with Keith scripted down the middle.
And it's just my tribute to him, to show him how much he means to me. And it's just my way of keeping him with me at all times. It'll get better, but I'll never ever be okay with him being gone. It'll never be all right. I mean, if he was here, he'd be down here working on this car with us.
Friends of Keith Nepsa and others in the small community who never knew him have donated car parts to help restore this Camaro. His friends plan to drive it in Keith Nepsa's funeral procession. For NPR News, I'm Amanda Robbins.
You're listening to NPR News.